hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Misinformation, episode 45, the Valentine's Week edition. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
Yeah, so it's that time of year again.
Joy.
Yeah.
Happiness.
I can hardly fucking contain my excitement of how glad I am that we are again in the throes of St. Valentine's Day.
I will say, this will be my fourth year in a row that I'll be single on Valentine's Day.
You're better off, sir. You are better off. You're better off the same way that vampires are fucked for Halloween. Because it's for fucking amateurs. It doesn't live up to the hype.
It doesn't. Really, what happens is if you go all out and buy some chick something very, very nasty shit.
Well, no, it's it's just...
Drinking Mike's, what is it?
Hard Berry. I decided to try it because it was up there.
Made a face because ready to fucking yak.
It's cool. It tastes exactly like Kool-Aid. I think Aaron from Cabin Fever would love the shit out of this stuff because he drinks like a girl. I mean, it's tasty. It's just, if I got drunk on that, I would puke my guts out. I mean, all over the fucking carpet. So yeah, you're saying about buying.
I was saying with relationships, especially when you're starting out, you kind of want to. You're happy. You're mad in love. You want to go all out and buy something really amazing. The problem is, at least with me, is. Over if you date the same girl for more than a year, the next year you spend a little bit less and care a little bit less, and as the years go by, the presents get more and more pathetic, and she notices this shit, and it just slowly boils until one day she just explodes. But the thing is, I've never ever gotten a comparable gift in return for Valentine's Day. There'd be times I'd drop 50, 60, close to 100 bucks on a girl, like over the whole day, like right. Going out to dinner on a date, buying her something.
Oh, you go out to dinner on Valentine's
Day? I had before. Like I said, I've been in years, but
brutal.
It's fucking expensive.
And it's a fucking zoo out there.
And maybe in return I'll get a card and some sex, which I would normally have gotten anyway.
Right. And that's that leads me to my point. My point is that Valentine's Day is the bastard child of all holidays. Because there's absolutely no reason for it. The only reason that Valentine's Day exists is so that fucking our commercial society can fucking perpetuate this myth of it being a romantic holiday. But okay, the flowers, a dozen roses at Flowerama right down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Any other day of the fucking year, $12.99. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, mysteriously, $50.
Yep.
Same roses. Same exact fucking
quadruple
roses.
Quadruple in price.
Ridiculous. That's price gouging.
It is.
If a gas station were to do that for one day, levied by the federal government?
If they'd smart, there'd be like a gas day, and it'd be the shit to buy gas that day, and gas prices would go insane.
Yeah, you don't love me unless you buy gas today. You're not an American unless you buy gas on gas day.
It'll happen, man, I'm telling you.
It's just bullshit, because, you know, and I can't really talk about where I went or what I did. I went shopping for Valentine's Day today, because we're fucked as dudes, right? Because it kind of goes off of what you're saying. You care less and less each year, but you're still obligated. You have to buy something for Valentine's Day. Because if Valentine's Day comes around and you don't fucking get anything, God save your soul.
Basically, don't make the mistake of going all out one year and just surprising the fuck out of her, because then she's going to expect that in return.
Right, set the bar low.
You're just fucking yourself up in the future. Start very low.
Here is a Snickers bar. You're supposed to get chocolate for Valentine's Day. Here's a Kit Kat.
Buy one, get one free cap from Pepsi.
And then from there, it can only go up. That's all it can do. Just from there. I hate it. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. You're set up for failure on the deal, because oh God, next week we'll have to talk about what I bought, but it just sucks because one, I have no idea as a dude, what are you going to get for Valentine's Day? You know what to go buy the girl. It's all the traditional Valentine's Day stuff, which I refuse to buy. So then I have to get more creative and get something completely different. So then I'm like, well, how much money do I spend? Because it's just Valentine's Day, but she's a girl, so
and
I
they
should
know what you spend too.
Oh yeah, they can sniff it out. They'll open the present. $76.94. A four on the end means it was on clearance. You son of a bitch. No, thank you.
You're fucked. You're just fucked.
I'm telling you, you're better off. It's like Christmas, right? You're always better off starting to date a chick right after Christmas than right before.
You know what you should do? Just make a card with macaroni and glue and glitter.
I'm like, if you don't appreciate this, it's because you don't love me.
I made this personally with love.
Yeah, and
it took me like 3 hours to do this.
Yeah, and I have paper cuts all over my fingers, and I was bleeding. I have macaroni in my blood right now. And if you don't appreciate it, you don't love me. Just reverse
exactly.
The fucking flip it on him.
Exactly.
Flip the script on him. Fucking, yeah.
It means more. You
I
made
love
it.
I love it. I like where your head's at today, buddy. I like this.
I will say, like, this year, Valentine's Day, actually, I got myself a present through breaking up with Jess.
What'd you get?
Well, the thing was, is she's really into, like, Americana, and she likes pinup girls and all the weird shit that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the comment before on how she noticed there's a book that Playboy came out with a year ago. And it's the whole book is nothing but every single centerfold, every month of every year from the very first issue up until the end of 2007.
Okay, yeah.
So I remembered this and went online and I just made a big order to Amazon. And they happened to have this book at half price, brand new. I was like, nice. Like, I'll
sold.
Order this now. Keep it. I'll put it in my closet and on Valentine's Day when I'm still with her. It's hers. If not...
it's
my present. Didn't say a word yes. to it. Broke up with her. Went home, opened that fucker, and it's
leafed
now mine.
It. Awesome. I love those kind of gifts. Like, it's like, things don't work out. I got me a fancy new fucking book.
Well, the thing is, like, that with that present, it's something even I could enjoy. Even mm-hmm. if I did end up giving her, I still would have looked at it and, like, hey, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. So it's every centerfold from, like,
every
inception.
Every single centerfold from the very beginning until the end of 2007.
Neat. What's something like that run?
It's $50 on the cover, but I ended up getting it for like, I think it was $30.
Oh, that's not bad. It's hardcover?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm.
So this year it ended up working out in my favor.
So you're back on the internet?
Yep. For the week or two that it's still available.
Yeah. Well, no, but you actually have internet at your house now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're back on the grid.
I am online at my house.
You are currently on the grid.
I am finally a man.
In a clutch, we could do this show, like, say you have, like, syphilis or something. We could do the show via the internet if we had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't ever do that because I don't think the quality is quite as good, but we could.
I could text you what I would say and have the computer read it for me.
Oh, no, it's an Apple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it have a built-in mic?
Yeah, it does.
See, there you go. Did you get a laptop or a desktop?
Desktop.
See, you'd be surprised the quality on that mic. Cabin Fever used their Apple mic on their last two episodes, I think, and turned out pretty good. So we could do it. Just a little Skypey McSkype, and then there you have it. We're talking from approximately 3 miles away from each other. We're using Skype. That would
Lame.
Be retarded, yeah. But it will give us an opportunity to test Skype for call-in guests.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Although they'd have to be up at this time, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and they would, because we'd have to get up earlier, which is a little harder for you than it is for me, but it's doable. I sent, I'm going to keep trying to keep the dream alive. I sent Marcus from Last Comic a message today on MySpace to see if maybe, just maybe, he would fucking co-host the show. I don't think it's going to work, but actually we can check now. We've finally got Weller positioned in such a way that he can actually see the computer now.
I actually can not only see the monitors, but I can see Zach. I was pretty much sitting behind a black wall.
Yeah.
In this episode.
that was a bad deal.
I was very lonely.
We need to get in the mailbag, but so you're back on the internet.
Yep.
You're back on the dating internet.
Yeah.
And how's that going for you?
I'm mildly talking to one person. She ended up going out of state for a week.
Have you told them at all about the show?
No.
Okay.
It was on the site.
Right.
But I don't want to oversell this, so I'd rather them stumble upon it, or I'll briefly mention it, but I don't want to just.
Okay. So how comfortable are you in talking about them on air right now?
I would be amazed if they listen, actually.
Okay, so gloves are off. We can.
There's nothing I know about.
You know their names and basically their a myriad of interests, and that's it, right?
Yeah, very, very generic things.
Okay. You know a Facebook account, though, don't you?
Yeah, one I joined a Facebook with one, and then the other one I emailed yesterday and haven't heard back from her.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. let's take a look at this Facebook account here, because I want to check it out. I want to see what exactly we've got going on with this chick, because, you know. First, though, so there's two of them?
There's one I'm talking to, and then there's one that I ended up, the website told me that she's a perfect match, and I read her profile, and she seems interesting from the profile, so I emailed her and said, hey, I think that you sound interesting. If you're interested, here's my contact information.
And you haven't heard anything back from her
yet? No, I sent that. It would have been late last night.
Okay, so. Which one was that?
I honestly cannot remember her name.
No, but I mean, there's the way you explained it to me was one's Puerto Rican and the other one's 21 years old.
This would be the 21
year old. Okay, she hasn't responded to you yet?
No.
That's because you have creepy old balls. That's why she hasn't responded to you yet.
No, well, she's into the old balls then, because in order for them to say if it's a match, I have to be in her age range.
Yeah, but don't they just, isn't it a pretty wide age range?
You select your age range.
So it could be 1 year?
You could narrow it down to like 1 year if you wanted to.
Oh, no
like
shit.
I only want to date people my own age.
Oh. Wow.
So if she's willing to date people that are 30, otherwise it wouldn't have said it was a match.
So if I go to your Facebook, I can get to it. Now, is it the Puerto Rican on Facebook or is it the 21-year-old?
The Puerto Rican.
Okay, so this is the one you've actually been talking to.
I will say she's Barack Obama Puerto Rican. She's not 100%.
Right.
Because I know you're going to notice this right away and just throw that out there. She's half, which according to American definitions means she is.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Do we have to go in through? Because, oh no, I can just type your name in up here. Stupid brain. All right. So she should be in your friends.
Yeah, it'd be like right near the top.
And you recently. Only have 54, so it should be pretty easy to find.
We'll scroll down because it's recently added as a friend.
So is it down here somewhere?
It should be.
I
not that low. Wait, yeah, right there.
Where? Here?
Yep, that would be it.
Is that, you recognize that last name, don't you?
No.
We went to school with a guy whose last name was that. He liked to fight a lot and stuff. He didn't exactly run in our circle of friends. Oh, and I can't look at her stuff because she's one of those fucking weirdos that gets on a social networking site and then doesn't allow people to look at her profile unless they're already her friend. So how do you figure out? This is a fucking pet peeve of mine. How do you figure out if you want to be somebody's friend if you can't find out what their interests are? It's a social networking site, so why wouldn't you fucking set it up that way?
Right here, this is why I don't like Facebook. Like, I don't hate Facebook, but with MySpace, you can pretty much read almost everybody's bio before you can become friends with
unless
them.
Unless they set it up.
There's already private. Been once where there's this girl I talked to a lot in high school. Like, she was, I don't go so far as to say she was a friend, but we were definitely acquaintances in school.
Right.
And I went through the West High site and found her name. I added her as a friend. There weren't any pictures of her. Her Facebook was just a generic like girl
right.
logo. Added her and realized it wasn't her. It was some girl that had the same first name and she got married to a guy that had the last name of the girl I knew in high school.
Oh, wow.
So now I have this friend that I don't even remember from high school, but she's one of my friends.
Oh.
And I thought about taking her off.
Who would ever think that would happen?
I thought of taking her off, but I was like, I don't want to be a dick. She'll be buried in there with other people.
So that would be the equivalent of like my fiance Jenny marrying some guy whose last name is Smith, and you knew a Jenny Smith in high school.
Right.
So it'd be a fucked up deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I bet you thought I was going somewhere else with that. and I didn't realize it until I kind of, yeah. No, completely. Yeah, that was just because it's a common name. That's the only reason.
She went to Cedar Falls because she's in like the Holmes Junior High group.
This chick did?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's good because that means she's probably maybe a cousin of the I'm telling you, that guy, he liked the fisticuffs. He liked the Dukes. She's cute. How old is she?
I don't remember.
You don't know anything about this girl, do you? And
you know me with names and
here
numbers.
Here we are.
I'm lost.
Here we are Facebook stalking this chick.
I hope to God I'm never arrested because I honestly don't know anybody's phone number other than myself.
Because
you know my mom's phone number.
Because it's in your cell phone. Right. You know your mom's phone number. It's the same phone.
It changed.
Why'd she change it?
She doesn't have a landline anymore.
Oh. Well, that's silly. Well, we can't really see anything about this chick then because I don't want to log you in right now. It boils down to fucking bored,
too much work.
Fucking laziness. I was kind of hoping Joe Gross would be on Facebook right now so we could incorporate him into the show. That would just tickle him. It would just tickle him to death if we could be talking to him on Facebook. But that would also be really boring. You should post. Oh, you did post some of your paintings, didn't you?
Yep, I threw up a few of my paintings on Facebook.
On your Facebook. So become Weller's friend on Facebook. He's easy to find. Just go to the Misinformation Facebook group and then look for the guy whose last name is Weller.
That would be me.
You're the only person. We're up to like 88 people in that group.
I would say of the people that I know personally that have joined that, I think all but maybe two have only listened to like just one episode. They've listened though. I'm happy for that.
I was just getting ready to talk some shit to Cabin Fever and you fucked it up. Okay.
I don't know about anybody else. There's only like maybe 10 that I added to that group personally.
I was just getting ready to say our Misinformation Facebook group is bigger than Cabin Fever's by quite a lot. And then you go and fuck it up with a statement like that.
Well, then even by quite a lot minus the 10, would we still be beating them?
Yeah, we'd still be beating them by about 20. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, but I'm more of an internet fucking whore than I think the Cabin Fever fellas are. However, I did talk to Brian tonight. He's doing well. He looks forward to our getting together at Dragon Con. He says hello. That's all I got.
Well, hello right back.
Yeah. Okay, so time for the mailbag. Did you notice on Pop Syndicate the other day, someone asked, why is the listener mail always so entertaining? Were they being sarcastic?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I read that. I didn't respond first. Is it trying to be funny?
Was that Trevor? Because you're fucking walking on thin ice already, Trevor. So fucking don't go pushing any buttons, okay? That's all I have to say about that. And I need to stop using words with P's and B's in them because I keep farting all over the microphone here. We got to get windscreens, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what, $20?
Yeah, if even that. Like, yeah, they're dirt cheap. Okay, so we'll start at the oldest and we'll work our way forward. I should probably check. We're still testing out the software. Everything's good. All this fucking new RAM we got on this thing is just pimp. All right. We'll start with we got an email from our friend Anthony in Maryland. He says, "Hey, this is Anthony from Maryland. Thanks for the mention. A few episodes back, I just turned 21 on December 29th, and on January 2nd, my uncle took me and a few friends to Key West. What a fucking birthday present. Jesus no Christ. For the first time ever, I went to a strip club, and I have to say, I could see how someone could lose a lot of money fast." Yes, antibiotics are expensive if you don't have insurance. "Thanks for putting out such a great podcast. Zach, Weller, Adam, and Eric, keep up the good work. And by the way, roosters don't have a penis. They have a cloaca," which I should have known. I should have known that.
Nice.
It's a multi-purpose hole is what a cloaca is, or a cloaca, depending on what part of the country you're from.
Yeah.
All alligators, crocodiles, most reptiles also have a cloaca. It's a multi-purpose hole. They shit from it, they piss from it, and they fuck from it. Everything comes out that one hole. It's fucking ridiculous.
So when they fuck, something comes out that resembles a penis then? Or they just shoot stuff?
No, I think they just kind of... Just kind of...
Interesting.
So to speak.
Well, then that would make more sense because roosters would be damn fucking loose. We explained that earlier about the size of the egg coming out of that thing.
Roosters don't lay an egg,
or
man.
Hens.
You're from Iowa. For Christ's sake, man.
I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, but you should know a little bit about fucking agriculture.
I've never drove a tractor to fucking school. I get asked that all the time.
If you drive a tractor to school. Whew, I'm getting a little buzz on from this Mike's Hard Berry here. I won't lie. Well, it's because it's fucking... Oh, no, that's the actual ounces. I was like, because it's 11.2 alcohol percent for... No, it's 11.2 fluid ounces, you douchebag. God, I'm an idiot.
So that's fucking cheer beer, I believe.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is what in high school we used to fuck chicks. That's what this is for. It's its only purpose. That and apparently to get me loose.
And wine coolers.
Yes. Oh, some Bartles and James for everybody. Happy fucking pimp. Yeah, so thanks for writing in, Anthony. You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar. A strip club for the first time. Well, I guess if he's 21, he just turned 21, you can't get into most strip clubs unless it's maybe a juice bar you can go to, which is fully nude and in most places kind of scary.
I've only been to three juice bars, and the ones in Iowa are not bad.
Well, the one in town is terrible.
I've never been to the one in town.
And we will never go there. This is Mark. We talked about Mark's MySpace on the last show, and I was really worried that he would feel like we didn't give it enough attention. But apparently I was wrong. Mark writes only me, apparently. Zach. And he spells my fucking name
he
right.
He did.
Take a goddamn note, motherfuckers. There's no H, no H, no H, no K, no K, no K. It's just Z. A, C as in cat, end of the word. Thank you. And Mark writes, thanks for the mention on your show. It was kind of weird to hear others talking about me in my MySpace. Well, it's better than having them, like, touching you in your space. I turned off the music, by the way, because the music plays right away. When MySpace switched the music player, it changed my settings, so my apologies for that. And Mark is such a polite sumbitch, really. I just put in friend request for you on MySpace. Sorry about that. I didn't even think about it. For some reason, I thought that the misinformation page was your page. Well, technically it is now, because I run that page, and I haven't put a whole lot of work into it, because I can't fucking figure out how to change the background. I can't find I can't find where that code is. I went into everything looking for that code so I could wipe it out and start with a new background.
Yeah.
I can't find the HTML code that makes that background, because you have to take it out before you put in a new code. Can't fucking find it anywhere. Don't know where it was originally dropped, and don't know what to do about it.
Just delete everything and just start back over again.
Yeah, but that'd be a lot of work, because I'd have to delete everything. I don't have that kind of time. Who am I kidding? I have all kinds of time, but I'm lazy. I don't want to do that. Let's see. The background on his MySpace page is from Maniac Mansion. It's a map made from the screenshots from screenshots of the game. Okay, Maniac Mansion. That was a regular NES game, I believe. Since you were wondering, it was a favorite when he was a kid. Yeah, that is a nose ring. He does have a nose ring. But he's not wearing it now. He was wearing one. The ladies seem to like it. What kind of ladies, Matt? Like goth emo ladies? And by ladies, you mean ones with vaginas, I hope. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
That's,
you know,
the good kind of lady.
Yeah, that's sometimes the other ones like to be called ladies, but I'm just saying. And hey, if not, that's fine. Whatever. We're getting to the good part here. As far as Graveyard Girl, her name is Celeste. Well, I've been barking up that tree for a while now, but she's in Mississippi and I'm in Kentucky. She's freaking hot. I met her on AOL many years ago. Okay, and here's what I say to that. I stop right now. Because I'm hoping so that we can help Mark out a little bit here. I'm hoping that he's told her about the show and maybe she listens. Because what I have to say to Celeste is that Mark is a very intelligent, fairly good looking, and extremely well hung individual. You would be fucking aghast, and you would be doing yourself a disservice, ma'am, to not fuck this gentleman. I say, with all the fucking conviction I have in my heart, you need to ride him like a Shetland pony, Celeste. You deserve it, and for God's sakes, Mark deserves it, because he is a gentleman and a scholar and just an upright guy.
I've also heard he goes all out on Valentine's Day.
Yes, and can eat pussy like thousands. A son of a bitch, is what I hear.
Motherfucker breathes through his ears, is what I heard.
That's
actually
what I heard. 9-inch tongue breathes through his ears, Celeste. So seriously, give the guy a fucking chance. Give him a shot. You know, hey, how much is a plane ticket, really? $300, you'd be out, maybe. Just go visit the guy.
Greyhound bus. They've cleaned up. Amtrak?
Amtrak ain't what it used to be.
I'm just giving options, man.
Apparently, you can't even shower on the trains anymore. So, you know, why bother? But I say, that's what I say. I say, Celeste, if you're listening, give it a whirl. What's the worst that could happen? Like I told Mark, and I'll skip ahead to the email that I sent him. Where is it? The email that I sent Mark, and I say, the worst off you can ever be is right where you were. You like that? I'm going to make that into a t-shirt.
Yeah.
The worst off you could ever be. Yeah. Yeah. The worst that happens is that it doesn't work out and you're right back where you started. Life's great that way.
As long as she doesn't stab you or steal all your shit.
Right.
Or burn down your house.
She could kill you. So that would be bad. But we're optimists here.
Don't bring her home.
Yeah, no. Go to a hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not let her know where you live.
Daisy.
Because
Super 8, maybe.
I don't know anything about the Celeste chick, and she might fucking kill you for your kidneys. But what I am saying is, Celeste, Mark's a fucking winner. Fuck his brains out. Fair enough.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So we're doing what we can, Mark. I think we need to get you in the sack with this chick. A rented sack, not your actual sack, because you don't want her to know where you live and tell you no more about her. So what else do we have here? We have Matt. Matt, where's he from? Let's see what Matt has. Oh, he says the subject of his fucking email is, "What's up, douchebags?" I like him already. Well, what's up, fuckers? I've been listening for a while now and love the show. Weller, what the hell, dude? 4,000 kids? You'd have a better chance robbing a bank. Or how about you start stealing shit from that place you work and sell that on eBay? Genius. If you need any tips, I can help. Great. Some of our listeners are fucking felons. That's fantastic.
People get walked out there on a regular basis for stealing. There's cameras every 2 feet. That's not an option, and I'm not a thief. But robbing a bank, actually, I would consider, only because we haven't talked about this, but in the last since the first of the year, there's been, what, 5 or 6 banks that have been robbed in the local area?
Oh, easily.
And no one's been caught. One was even robbed that is directly across the street from the Cedar Falls Police Department. Like, the back door to the bank that was robbed was literally across the street from the police station.
No shit?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. We're going to look at Matt's MySpace. He's got a MySpace up here. Where we got there? And the motherfucker, okay, he sends us the link to his MySpace, but did he friend request you at all?
No.
See, it makes me feel dirty when people do stuff like that. Matt has a very, very plain MySpace page. I mean, not that I'm complaining. Oh, he's a musician. I forgot to mention that. He's Matt. Matt goes on to say, "Anyway, I'm a musician from Canada and would love to work up a theme song for you."
Nice.
As you should, Matthew.
Go to work, son.
Yes, do it. Do it. Do it. There's definitely something in the prize vault for you if you fucking... We've been looking for an official theme song for quite some time.
Yeah.
We haven't been looking very hard, but we've been, you know, looking. Let's see. He's a musician. So he's got, you know, check it out. It's hopefully he won't have a problem with us giving his MySpace out. But it's www.myspace.com/Matt, MATTLEES. Check it out. He's got his own music on here, I believe. And there's a song called Lois Lane. Okay. He's obviously a comic book guy. We can't listen to it right now because I suppose we could. I don't know what the quality would be like, and I don't want to do him a disservice. So
yeah, it wouldn't sound that great.
Probably. No, it probably not. But hey, he's got more fucking MySpace friends than I do. So fuck you, Matt. All right. So there's that, and we have a lot of listener mail to get to. So I want to jump around and get through this real quick. Hopefully we covered Matt well enough. He's also got some blogs on there. Check them out. And we have to do the traditional only one hot chick in all of his top friends. And I believe she's like a musician. So it's a – unless this chick – her name's Alex. So maybe it's a girl. And if it is, she is hot. You're a musician, sir. You should probably have more smoking hot chicks on your page, because that's the only reason people play music, is to get fucking laid.
That used to be, although I find it's not the case anymore, which is bizarre to me.
I hate it. I hate it and everything it fucking stands for. So while we're on MySpace, let's check and see if Marcus from Last Comic sent me a message back. I bet he didn't. Because I think he's fucking done with my bullshit. Oh, empty inbox. That's hurtful. That hurts my feelings. I suppose I had it coming, because it was originally my fault because of the miscommunication between us. He was supposed to co-host one day, and I fucked it up. And now here we are with no love from him, because I think I pissed him off, which is unfortunate, because he is way cooler than either one of us could ever be. And I'm sorry. Okay, back to the inbox. We got to get through this mail so we can go on and get into the fucking show. Matt. Oleg. From our...
he returned.
Yes, we got it. We got another email from our favorite English as a second language listener. Oleg. Oleg says, and I quote, now, there's a big sick around this. Okay. "I just listened to the show and am great that you talked about me. Thank you, guys." You are welcome, Oleg. You are so welcome. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We just did it again.
Yes, absolutely. Oleg, you got your second shout out there, sir. Oleg's the one who designed the logo that we used for one show.
Yeah.
The stick figure tickling. The other stick figure, I believe. Tickling or murdering. One of the two. I'm not exactly sure what the intent was there, but it was fucking
there
adorable.
Was some physical communication between
yes,
the two.
He might have been butt-fucking him. I don't know. Next month, while I'm thinking about it, next month, J. Wendell Walker and Adam Lee will be back in town. They will be guest hosting on an episode of Misinformation. It will be Return of the Walkers. Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
It'll be a good time. I don't know. Have you ever met them?
Yeah, I've met J. Wendell before a few times.
Okay.
You've worked, I think, God, at least two or three times I've seen his show.
Yes, he is my mentor and my hero.
Yep.
They will both be coming. It'll have to be during the day. Ooh, might be kind of tough for you because it's going to be on a weekend.
Saturday I could do.
Saturday?
Yep.
But it has to be before 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to work that day. So, all right. Okay. So we are done with the listener mail in the Gmail account. That was all that mail was from misinformationpodcast@gmail.com, which is where we can be reached. I check it at least 72 times a day because I do not have a fucking social life. So there's that. We can also be reached at www.popsyndicate.com. Go to the forums. We are quickly becoming a very popular forum.
I've noticed we're actually rapidly approaching 1,000 posts,
yes,
which is fucked up.
We are flying. Fucking flying through there. We're doing pretty well on Pop Syndicate for being an independent podcast.
And only being there for a month and a half.
Yes, yes. It's because of our listeners. We have such loyal fucking rabid listeners, all four of them, that they seem to really enjoy Pop Syndicate, which is great because it's a great website. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. I did notice today. Did you go on Pop Syndicate today?
I checked. It was fairly dead today.
Did you go on when you go there, do you go through the main page and
no.
then click on forums?
Well, quickly.
Okay. You didn't pay attention to the main page today?
There was a romance book. There was like a guy's bare chest.
Yes, there was.
I didn't see that.
Yes, there was. They were spotlighting a romance novel about werewolves. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what it's called?
I don't know if I want to know. But...
Hold on. I'll find it here because it's fantastic. I believe it's called... hold on. It's part of a series. It's part of a series. Destiny of the Wolf. I think Stefan's trying to subtly imply that we should have a new sexy book reading.
Have Eric return.
That's what I think.
For
I think
sexy reading.
I think he's subtly implying that he has already picked out a book for us.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like I guess you'd call it a sci-fi romance.
The picture book. Went away, but there was a little sideline.
Yeah, it flips through. Stefan, it flips through the stuff too quick. You don't have enough time to even read the summary.
His heart holds a secret only she can unlock.
There it is. There it is. There it is. They have a good interview with the author of the book on there. She seems like a really nice lady.
Was it male or?
No,
oh,
no,
okay,
no,
there's
no.
A picture of a guy afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, no, female author. No, that's
unrelated.
That's a completely separate thing.
Got
I think, yeah.
So that was really fucking confusing then.
Yes, yeah. And that's in his heart, obviously. No. No. We can also be reached at popsyndicate.com, forums, misinformation. There's a bunch of threads in there. I should probably go through and start kind of weeding some stuff out because we have like 25 threads in there. So I think I'm going to go through and take out the old threads about old episodes.
The ones that I'm posted in for.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no point clogging up the works,
yeah,
so to speak. I don't know when I'll get around to doing that because, again, lazy. So, yeah, there's that. We've covered all of that. Okay, I've got another beef. I like to think we're a fairly adequate podcast. I like to think that we do pretty decent work. Okay, we put a lot of preparation into the show. We, you know, you always come with, you know, shit to talk about. We follow somewhat of a what's the word I'm looking for? We follow a not a script,
format.
Yeah, the perfect format. We try to be entertaining. Okay, we try to be accurate to a point, but really, what's the point? The show's called Misinformation, right? But basically, our main goal is to make sure that people leave here entertained and feel like we're approachable, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And to me, that makes a good podcast. I think that's a fair thing to say. It should be the goal of anybody who is making a podcast, correct?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if a podcast is going to be picked up by a large site, we're very happy at Pop Syndicate. Stefan is very good to us. He is treating us very well, okay? He's taking care of us. He's helping us out with Dragon Con. Things are going well, okay? But if there was a time when we were attempting to court another podcast or another website,
yeah,
Quick Stop Entertainment, okay, run by Ken Plume, okay, who at one point I thought was a god among men. Here's my problem. We put all this work into this podcast, come up with something that I think has some quality. He forsook us. He looked past us and he said, no, I don't want you. I don't think you're good enough. And then immediately picked up a podcast called Bagged and Boarded, which may possibly be the worst podcast on the motherfucking planet.
Now, that is a bold statement because I've heard some fucking shit-ass podcasts.
The podcast is titled Bagged and Boarded, which is common vernacular for something that you do to comic books. You bag them and board them. You put them in a neoprene sleeve, cardboard backer, keep them nice and flat and safe. Okay? You've seen comics bagged and boarded before, right? Okay. The implication was that this show would be about comic books. The sell on the main page was that the show was about comic books and pop culture, but predominantly comic books and how it applies to pop culture. All of this motherfucking show is about is the two hosts bickering back and forth about shit that is not even the least bit entertaining, okay? While one of them repeatedly hits a fucking bong. Like, repeatedly. Like, about every 5 minutes.
So it'd be like a drinking podcast for college students that, like, down a beer every time they hear the bong hit?
Apparently. It'd be like drink half your beer every time you hear a bong hit. Drink a six-pack every time you laugh. Because that's not really a fucking issue, okay? It's not funny. It's not entertaining. And the thing is, I have no reason to hate these guys. I very much wanted to be entertained by this podcast. I was like, oh, good, a podcast about comics. I'm a little behind. Maybe they can help me get caught up, you know, what I should be reading, what is good right now. Instead, it's just the one fucking doodah hitting his fucking bong like 100 times during the show. They'll get on one topic, never fucking finish the topic, and then go on to something else. Plus, they try to fucking paint themselves as movie industry insiders. And, oh, we work on movies and bliggity blah, but we can't tell you anything about it because there's a non-disclosure agreement. Yeah, okay, I could just as easily say that, okay? Yeah, well, I'm working on a movie right now. We're going to be at an undisclosed location.
There's some guys and they're saying some things, some stuff. And there's some cameras.
Yep.
And
but they got Jason Mewes to fucking co-host an episode once. So they were obviously on set with him somewhere.
Yeah.
That's their claim to fame. That's it. That's all they have. Not entertaining, not all that intelligent. And if you can't fucking set your I'm not going to judge whether or not someone smokes weed. That's not my fucking place in life to do. You know, that's your fucking business. You want to take your chances of getting fucking arrested or whatever, that's fine. You make that fucking decision for yourself. So I'm not judging him for the fact that he's a fucking doobhead. I'm judging him for the fact that he can't put the fucking bong down for an hour to record a fucking podcast.
That is pretty lame, I will say.
It's just not even – and I know you haven't listened. But maybe now this will make you curious enough to listen and then you'll come back next week just as fucking angry as I am right now.
Yeah, I'll listen to one just to listen
like,
to it.
I've listened to two. I listened to like their first or second one, and then they're on like 16 now. And I was like, well, okay, maybe they just took a while to get going. So I fired it up today while I was, you know, just sitting around checking my email before work and stuff. That's an hour of my fucking life I'm never going to get back, okay? And they have the most fucking – they try to be so fucking trendy all the time. Okay, they list like their top five movies of the year, and they're putting Slumdog Millionaire, and it's like a bunch of fucking independent films, and then Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
90% of podcasts do that.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. Like, I think part of what we're shooting for is to be just like your friends. You know, we're sitting here, we're drinking a couple beers, we're having a conversation. Hopefully it's entertaining, okay? I never want anyone to say to me, yeah, I was listening to your show, and it's great that you guys were talking to each other and stuff, but I didn't feel like I was involved at all. And that's what you feel like when you listen to fucking Bagged and Boarded. Or as one person told me today, you mean ball bagged and boredom?
So basically you're saying it'd be like you're sitting at a bar and there are a lot of people next to you that you have to hear even though you don't want to.
Right, right.
You're not like in their group, but you're near right. the group and you hear the group.
And they think they're a lot cooler than everybody else. And they're going to let you know that they know they're a lot cooler than everybody else. To which I say, suck my little cock. You fucking hacks. Whoa. I got angry there. But it's seriously, why go to all the fucking trouble to record this show and put it up if it doesn't really speak to anybody? They have fans that are always telling them, you know, because every podcast has that small little group of fans that just wants to suck your cock off, you know?
Yeah.
And they have those. Yeah. I just don't get it. I don't get the appeal. Like, I can see some, like, off-the-wall podcasts that maybe I personally don't like, but I get the appeal. I go, oh, okay, you know, I see why people like that. Like, I was watching the fucking, what's that show on comedy, on a Cartoon Network, the Tim and Eric show last night. I don't really dig it. It's not my thing. But I understand how there are probably 40,000 stoners in college sitting around watching that at midnight laughing their fucking stoned asses off. But Bagged and Boarded isn't even like that. It's not like you're watching it going, or listening to it going, okay, I could see if, you know, someone was stoned, how they could think this was funny. Because it's not funny. I didn't laugh out loud once in an entire hour. And I was on the edge of my seat, hoping against hope that I could figure out a reason why this show wasn't douchebaggery.
See, I give every podcast I've listened to at least half an hour. And if they can't make me laugh out loud at least once during that half hour, or at least I find something very interesting,
right,
it's off.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm not going back. My life is too important to me to go back to that podcast. And I feel like I've done our listeners a disservice because we've talked about it for 15 minutes now. I've ruined my listeners' life. You know what, Bagged and Boarded? You owe my listeners 15 minutes. 15 minutes you owe them. You owe them an apology. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Matt Cohen and Jesse Rivers, you owe my listeners, our listeners, 15 minutes.
It's funny you mention that because actually I had something I was going to tell you that was just totally fucking off the wall nuts, but we don't have the time to tell this, so that story will be deleted. I've actually automatically, it's gone. I forgot it.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay, because I was going to be pissed.
No, I do have something.
I was going to drive to fucking LA and kick Matt Cohen right in the fucking Cohens. I was going to kick him right in his little colets.
No, actually, there was something I had thought of last week, and I meant to mention on the last show, but we just got off on, like, such a... Of all the shows we've done, like, we just went... We fucking floored it right out of the gate on that last show. Just fucking straight out.
Because I was angry for you.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, we fired on all cylinders right out the gate, and usually we don't do that. We just slowly build up, and usually about 20 minutes in, then we start going.
Right, right.
But it just went so fucking fast that I just totally forgot all about the subject. But
my
subject is Groundhog's Day.
Oh,
You mentioned that you thought Valentine's Day was bullshit. Groundhog's Day is 1,000 times more bullshit, and I'll tell you why.
You're saying it's worse than Valentine's Day?
As far as the bullshit scale goes, yes.
Okay.
And here's why.
Hit me with it, and then I'll...
Okay, so it happened to be this year was a Tuesday morning, I believe?
The 31st was a Saturday, because that was my birthday.
Either way.
First, second. Yeah. Yeah. Monday.
Monday, okay.
Monday.
Anyway, I just got up with work, came home. Usually I watch TV for like half an hour and then shut it off and go to bed. So I'm watching TV and they go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Right.
They're showing the whole festival. There's got to be probably, I'd say, 1,000 people easily there.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking big deal there. Fucking like, nuts. It's a really big deal in Punxsutawney.
And it shows all the guys in the suits and the top hats and shit.
Right.
And all of a sudden they come back to the local news and one of the commentators mentioned that they're going to go back live whenever... they're going to read whether or not it sees its shadow.
When Punxsutawney decides to come out and make his decision.
So they showed the crowds and they said, we'll come back as soon as they pull out the groundhog.
Okay.
And as we're waiting for them to go back to the show, it's brought up that the groundhog actually never sees his own shadow. It's read off a scroll whether he sees his own shadow or not. He has no say.
What?
So it's absolutely fucking pointless for all these thousands of people to come to this fucking town, because it doesn't matter whether this groundhog sees his shadow or not. It's the fucking whatever the scroll says. The scroll says whether he sees his shadow or not, so which is fucking bullshit.
So every time?
Every time. It like you can pull the groundhog off, like out.
Right.
And you can obviously see by watching TV whether or not there's a shadow or not. Whether there is or isn't, it doesn't matter. It's what the scroll says. And that just really pissed me off. So it's like, I got to look into this. So I go online and do a little bit of research. Go to Wikipedia. It turns out that the group that runs the whole thing is actually a secret society called the Inner Circle.
Jesus Christ, this is some fucking
there's
skull and bone shit.
22 members. They're all men. They all are business related. So they're all like upper class people.
Right.
All have mustaches. They all wear tuxedos and top hats.
Like for life, they wear have mustaches? Like it's part of their...
Well,
their...
they not for their whole life, but when they're in the group, yeah, they have a mustache.
So like from beginning to end. So like they can't...
Yeah, look at any group. Like go to the... I looked at this. This is all from Wikipedia.
Okay. And they're called what?
Inner Circle. I actually go to groundhog.org or Wikipedia.
This better not bring up porno.
No, this is the legit stuff. The best part of me having internet is I can actually do research and find all this weird shit. But okay. Inner Circle, there's the group right there.
All right. So they all have to have mustaches?
Yeah. They all basically look like they're from the 1800s, which is getting to a point here I'll mention in a second. But
well, he doesn't have a mustache, does he?
He probably can't grow one. But I'm saying the overall
majority
of them do have mustaches. They all look like they're from they could be from like the late 1800s.
What the fuck? Okay, so and they live their lives like this? Like every day, like they're not allowed to shave their mustaches?
I'm guessing not.
Really?
But okay, here's some facts I've learned from between groundhog.org and Wikipedia. Just bizarre facts I've learned about this that you may be interested in. Every other day of the year, except for Groundhog Day, he actually lives in the town library and he has a wife named Phyllis.
Phil and Phyllis?
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil and Punxsutawney Phyllis?
Obviously, this group is not Christian because that would be an unnatural wedding. And that's wedding according to the church is man and wife, not animal and animal. So I find that interesting. That's point number one. He actually has two handlers, and actually they were named.
Can I stop you for just 1 second?
Yeah.
www.groundhog.org/about takes us for fucking idiots. And here's why. How many Phils have there been over the years? There has only been one Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, I'm getting to this.
He's not Santa Claus, motherfuckers.
I'm getting to this. Okay. This is fucking I'll get to here, all right? He has two handlers. One is named Ben Hughes, and the second is John Griffiths, which I find bizarre that they're giving out their names, but that's who his handlers are.
Right.
This has been going on for 112 years now. He's only been, what is it? Of those 112 years that he's predicted the weather, or not, the scrolls predicted the weather, actually.
Right.
He's only said there's been an early spring 14 times, which is only 13%.
And was he correct when he said there would be?
According to the Inner Circle, he's always correct.
How the fuck?
According to the Inner Circle, it's also that's the original groundhog. And I'm getting to this point. I can see it right here.
I can see why they think
they say this is the fucking retarded. It's the same groundhog.
God, this
because
is the most retarded thing I've ever
according
heard.
To groundhog.org, which we're on.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil gets his longevity from drinking the elixir of life, a secret recipe. Phil takes one sip every summer at the groundhog picnic, and it magically gives him 7 more years of life. Also from the same website, after Phil emerges from his burrow on February 2nd, he speaks to the Groundhog Club president in Groundhogese, a language only understood by the current president of the Inner Circle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
His proclamation is then translated for the world. So he has no fucking say. This groundhog has no say whether or not he sees a shadow or not.
But he's telling them.
Through groundhog ease, which only the president can fucking
read
and
understand. What do you think Phil's going to come out and be like, hey, Steve, it's going to be warm this year.
So the only, and because they've only predicted early spring, what, 13%? This whole purpose of this is to piss off fucking people and think they're going to have a longer fucking winter. They just,
So that they're pleasantly surprised when it's not a longer winter?
That, and supposedly they have the secret of life. Like, they can extend your life. That's some fucking potion. Okay. So.
I was skimming while you were, and this is kind of creepy. Because
supposedly they have the elixir to make you live.
But everything is cyclical, and here's why. On February 2nd, Phil comes out of his burrow on, wait for it, Gobbler's Knob. What does Canadian Ryan say? Screw you, knob gobblers.
Yeah. I also read on Wikipedia that this is only celebrated in two countries, the United States and Canada.
Okay. So where did it come from? How did it?
The inner circle. It's their this.
So secret, they came over on the fucking Mayflower?
Basically, if they have a secret language, only men can be in it, all this other shit. It's a fucking cult. They have
one language. So it started in 1886? It was not anything before that? 1886 was the beginning?
Right. It was in the inner circle. They're in charge of planning all the festivities. They run the whole event. They're the ones that handle them, and they're the ones that provide care for them during the whole year.
So how did they find out in 1886 that this fucking groundhog, this omnipotent, fucking never-dying groundhog, and can you kill him? I mean, do you have to fucking take his head like he's a Highlander? Or what? How do you fucking kill Punxsutawney Phil?
Evidently, you can't, because if he's... I can't remember where it was, but it wasn't on either of these sites, but I did, like, I read a bunch of, like, shady websites, which you can't really trust, but I'd read them for amusement. And there's one site that said that, like, according to him, living 7 years for every time he drinks this elixir,
right,
he's going to live for at least 730-some more years. Okay. So I don't know why he's keeps getting more and more.
Because if he drinks the elixir every year and it adds 7 years, he's going to be around forever.
Yeah.
But okay, here's my other question. If I fucking take his head, right? Do I then
you couldn't there's 22 of them. They'd fucking take you out.
What if I'm fucking good with a blade? Like, what if I'm fucking
this is fucking inner circle shit, man.
But what if I'm fucking Zach McLeod of the Clan McLeod here?
How do you know these people weren't here from like hundreds and hundreds of years ago and they also drink this fucking elixir shit?
Okay, so what if I take their heads? What if I, the point being.
These could be fucking cavemen. I'm saying these guys probably know how to fucking fight.
Okay, but, right, well, maybe, okay, but let's say that I make it through the inner circle and I get to Punxsutawney Phil and I fucking take his head. Do I then, is there a quickening and I receive his power of spring prediction? And does it extend to other things, or is the only thing that he can predict is
according
spring?
To what little information they give out is the groundhog only communicates to the president in a language only the president understands.
Okay.
So there's only one guy on earth that can actually communicate with this groundhog.
But if I take his head and with it his ability, can I not then predict spring? And if I can predict spring, can I predict other things like lottery numbers?
You have to consume him.
And so I'd have to eat like his heart?
His mind, I guess, his brain. You'd probably have to brain him.
But maybe there's like a quickening. Like after I take his head, there's fucking lightning and fucking electrical charges and I float, right? I float and then his fucking being, it goes and melds with mine. And then I'm Punxsutawney Zach of the Clan Punxsutawney and I can now predict spring.
So yeah, even if like if this is true or total bullshit, it's either way, regardless, don't ever, ever, ever fucking give a dime to this group or even bother going because the whole thing's a fucking scam.
I'm not sure it is.
They've even admit that like they write the scrolls. So whether or not the animal sees its shadow or not, which I've always lived to believe, like he comes out and.
But he's 120 years old.
It's the scroll. It's the scroll that says whether or not we're fucked or spring. So yeah, the scroll is always against
us. There must be something special about him if he's lived 120 years.
He's got a wife, too.
Oh, can you imagine being married to the same fucking groundhog for 120
and
years?
And live in a fucking library.
You know, and so
in fucking Pennsylvania.
But where in the library does he live? Like, does he have like a playpen?
I would actually love to come. Like, I don't want to come on Groundhog's Day, but I'd like to go to this town and like assimilate with the like local community and
right.
Try to be join this fucking inner circle just to find out what this bullshit
you have is about. You'd have to grow a stash.
They probably only like locals. Like if you're locally born,
you have to be born.
There's got
to
be
Punxsutawney.
Rules. I'm sure there is.
Oh, that means everybody's related there. It's good.
It'd be like a fucking evil shrine or something.
To come up with this kind of stuff. Okay, so the story goes Punxsutawney Phil was named after King Philip. Prior to being called Phil, he was called Brer Groundhog.
He has a full name. Oh, God, it's, like, insanely long. Like, the Seer of Seers, and it goes on for, like, it takes 10 minutes to fucking read the whole thing.
Again, they say Gobbler's Knob. Punxsutawney held its first Groundhog Day in the 1800s. The first official trek to Gobbler's Knob was made on February 2nd, 1887. Wait. They said they've been celebrating it since 1886.
Well, then it moved in 1 year after its...
So somewhere else, not Gobbler's Knob? I bet he bites. I bet he's a nibbler. Okay, wait. How often is Phil's prediction correct? 100% of the time. I want to find something that pokes holes in this, because I'm a little freaked out by the fact that there's a fucking never-dying groundhog out there.
Go to... there was some really good blog I read about some guy making fun of this whole thing. It was like Google and put Groundhog Day and then Inner Circle.
Hold on.
There's a kid that said he went there when he was in his teens or something, and he mentions he swears that he saw a group of groundhogs, that they picked one.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Jesus Christ. This is from their... What? Oh, here it is. Punxsutawney Phil, Seer of Seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, weather predictor extraordinaire, national treasure, most photographed Pennsylvanian. Okay. They had me. I was almost buying their bullshit until this. The bottom thing on their main page. To really experience Groundhog Day, you have to believe. After all, meteorologists are correct about 70% of the time. Phil is always right. To quote George Michael.
George, what? You got to have faith.
God. Groundhog Day is growing every year because it has heart and soul. Come, meet strangers, sing, shiver, and drink caffeine. It's the best all-night party in Pennsylvania.
They want to say that so people will come. And because obviously if they own the businesses in town, which they admit to being business owners,
right,
they're making money from all these people coming to the event, which I'm sure have to pay admission. You're going to buy stupid souvenirs. You're going to go to the restaurants. You're going to go to the bars. You're going to stay in the hotels, buy all this shit in town, which they're making money off of. To support their fucking cult.
Take out all entertainment value we've had thus far. And who am I? Fuck you, Matt Cohen. fuck you. Seriously. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand. It freaks me out. He's a rodent, man. He's a giant fucking rodent.
It is.
Not Matt Cohen, the groundhog. Well, or Matt Cohen.
There's actually a couple groundhogs that live right near my house. They seem running around every once in a while.
Careful, those motherfuckers.
They're fucking big.
Yeah. And they're immortal.
Well, Punxsutawney is.
I'm telling you, I tell you what, we were out at the shooting range one day, and the guy I was out there with took 17 shots at a fucking groundhog. And this guy's a crack shot, right? Groundhog lived. Lived. Turned around, took its little fucking groundhog fists, shook them at us, and then somehow flipped us off. Double bird, and not that half bird like a platypus could give you, but a full extended middle fingered, ha cha cha, and then he crawled back in his fucking hole, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me with this? What the fuck? And see, now that didn't make sense then, but it makes sense now.
It's a fucking weird ass animal.
It's a hog, but it lives in the ground. It's a groundhog. I don't know.
It's like a fat drunk squirrel is basically what it is.
It's so true.
But fuck Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Don't support it.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
I can get on that with you. I can get on that wagon
it's
with
bullshit.
You.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. So we've covered things that are bullshit. Valentine's Day.
Bullshit.
Groundhog Day.
Bullshit.
Bagged and boarded.
Bullshit.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. God, I love you, Weller.
This is all in February, too, which is the shortest month in the year. The only year that doesn't have either 30 or 31 days. Also the only month of the year that every 4 years has an extra fucking day.
Which is my stepdad's birthday, so we'll allow it. He was born on leap day.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he's 13 years
old. Yeah, what a fucking weird-ass month.
It is.
I've never been a fan of the month of February. No.
Fuck February. It can rot in hell, and so can bagged and boarded. That has been episode...
Wait.
Wait. Oh, do we have... Oh, fuck.
I gotta end this because I promised a bunch of people haikus and I do have
You can just do your favorite one and we'll do the rest of them next week? or not?
It'll take 2 seconds to do.
Okay. All five
fast.
Of them?
Yeah, they're fast.
Oh crap! We're gonna have to pick a new. We've already started the fucking ending
we'll have
song.
Two ending songs.
So I have to find another ending song.
I promised people I'd deliver, so I got to do this. Right. Otherwise, I would late. Wait. Pawned grandma's jewelry. Broke, she gives head to buy back. I steal for my fix.
You stole from your grandma? What's wrong with you?
3 pizzas, 1 hour. Pad soaks anal fissure blood. Friendly bet gone wrong. Barrett is loaded. Hog goes down on live TV. No shadow, no more.
What? Wait. One more time on that one.
Barrett is loaded. The sniper rifle. Hog goes down on live TV. No shadow, no more. Cancer took my cock. I told woman no and smile. I have my own slit. And finally, the last Whoa. IQ of the day.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's not true.
Okay.
Just a topic. Final FIQ of the day. Fuck Jimmy Buffett. His music sucks and his fans are losers in bright shirts. What? The last line had 13 syllables? Well, this one has 49. What are you going to do about it, you pathetic squirt of vaginal discharge? Oh, that's right. Not a motherfucking thing. I'm the haiku bad boy, and I make the rules.
Holy shit. Wow. 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 That has been episode 45 of Misinformation, the Valentine's Day extraordinaire. Fuck you, bagged and boarded. I'm Zach.
And I'm Willer.
Have a great day. I love you. Take out all the entertainment value and anything good that happened in our show, and who am I?
I know, but I can't tell you. It's like confidential, man.